Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. And tonight I'm going to just bring in the Infinite Masters to see what they want to transmit into all of your hearts and minds in words and activations. It's going to enlighten you and empower you. So just sit back and relax. We're going to just see where the Infinite Masters want to bring us. It's kind of an exciting time right now with these higher energies. And so I thought for tonight I would just bring in the words. They mentioned to me this is going to be a night of terminology. And these words of knowledge, these words of the subtle energies, the spiritual transforming energies, and that of the Kundalini, which is a very powerful activation that is important for many to people right now to start activating for balancing and aligning the chakra energies of the body. And so I just want everyone now to just welcome their higher vibrational souls, minds, and hearts and get anchored as we tap into these subtle energies, become spiritually transformed, and just listen to the words that the masters want to deliver us tonight in preparations for the ninth month that's soon here, of the 9-9 gateway, and of course, the fall equinox. As well, we want to recognize that tomorrow night is the second super moon, and it's the super blue moon that's coming in tomorrow night. It is bringing in the balance and alignment frequencies that we're going to be working with tonight. Yeah, I'm going to hit you. There's a very high vibration that's been coming in the last hour. So I'm going to try and just slow my voice down a little bit so that I can tap into your energies. Just relax the bodies. Relax your shoulders and get your feet grounded. We welcome the higher dimensional ones into our heightened elevation fields of consciousness. In the stillness, we welcome the strands of information that is arriving from many dimensions far beyond this fifth dimension. It is telepathically tapping into our minds. We welcome the awakened kingdoms of Gaia's consciousness fields that is projecting light into our aura bodies, chakra bodies. We welcome those souls that are releasing and letting go out from all of our other timelines and the ancestor bloodlines that have been shifting into freedom. Out of our hearts, out of our minds, out of our cellular bodies, to allow our journeys of ascension to move more rapidly into purified states of light. And so I'm asking now for a chamber room of a vortex of reality consciousness to come in now and to elevate us and to bring information and clarity to all our minds of all that will be revealed to us. These frequencies are moving in really high, so I have another recorder on for tonight. I'm asking for a sealing and capping on all crowns so that all the information that you receive tonight will be designed in unique holograms inside of your fields. And all those heightened monitors, guardians, teachers, masters of light, atomic beings, and builders of form, not just the infinite ones, will all be standing, hovering, transmitting from the etheric realms onto each and every one of you in the highest vibration of love. Listen to the stillness now. Breathe it in. Relax. I am here, child. I am many strands of information, of light atomic particles, of etheric essences that is arriving and to project into all their atomic fields of consciousness and to transmit light intelligences into their higher minds and higher hearts that has now been evolving through listening, through integrating. You who are awakening on this entire planet of your consciousness fields that are being elevated through subtle energies are breathing in the light particles of atomic frequencies that is arriving in light formulas that you cannot see in subtle energies. And as they arrive in the highest vibrations of light into Gaia's kingdoms and her elements, all the civilizations and heightened ancient ones and the highest beings of light are able to transmit these subtle energies into Gaia's grid lines and ley lines and meridians, where these kingdoms and elements are elevating quietly, subtly. And all the portals, the sacred portals and meridians, are reflecting and projecting into these etheric meridians from the realms. And these grid lines and ley lines of your own human consciousness within your bodies are subtly shifting. And so they give me the word of subtle energies spiritual transformation, for the subtle energies that you're breathing in are arriving up through your foot chakras from Gaia's grid lines and ley lines, and all that you are breathing in on a spiritual vibration is from the inner core matrix of Gaia's heartbeat that has been cracking open into reality frequencies that is shifting all consciousness. The spiritual awakening of the dormant codes within your crystal bodies of light is amplifying and aligning your souls into a divine light consciousness. And it is through breathing in the ebb and flow frequency that you are able to balance and align to these light oscillations of light intelligences. What is the ebb and flow frequencies that we are breathing in of this golden essence that is balancing, aligning, and igniting a harmonic code of consciousness into our systems, into our higher soul, of our body, mind, and soul essence? Is your Koryatana it yawa? Mananayatana, it is the highest essence of light. It is known to the higher realms and to those ancient ones of the highest kundalini essence of light. And this golden energy of a highest kundalini brings forward the cleansing and purification of all your thought forms and all the cellular memories in your bodies to be healed. All that is surfacing of our hidden selves and shadow selves and timelines of broken, wounded hearts must all be healed and released more rapidly for us to move into these higher frequencies of light. And so tonight I'm calling in the Infinite Masters to arrive in the essence of light of the highest kundalini and to open up your bodies, your hearts, your minds, and your souls to receive from all the dimensions of your timelines and to be on the beyond. You're going to be able to feel the connection arriving and aligning into your own I am of this highest light essence. The Chukwu, so they asked me to bring in the terminology of a few words and explanations that is most important right now of what we are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And the understanding of these words and terminologies will assist us in our own journeys as we are moving more rapidly with these super moons that are here, with the equinox and solstices that are arriving of a higher frequency that is shifting the planetary consciousness. And so that you can begin to feel the connection into the animal kingdoms, the elements, and to one another. And to align your higher soul's presence by bringing in clarity, healing, balancing, and most of all, a harmonic peacefulness into your body. So let us get our feet grounded. If you're sitting in the chair, just relax your spinal column and let the root chakra be anchored. We're going to breathe in the Kundalini activation now and to align your chakras of 7 into a higher light vibration with Gaia's heartbeat and into your own higher soul essence, that there would be a spiritual connection of love, light, and freedom from all that has been entangling your thought forms in these altering waveforms that are now going to be balanced into golden light essences. I'm just going to bring in the light languages. And in the stillness that you hear the light vibrational languages, you will begin to shift. Bring in the stillness now of a higher frequency for you to breathe in. Visualize a golden sunbeam arriving on top of your crown chakra. And it's arriving in a spherical pattern. And so a sphere of light, of golden essence, on top of your head. Breathe it in. Breathe it into your inner mind's eye. And just let it flow around the back of the head, onto your ears. Moving into your inner mind's eye and inner ears. Inner mind. It's very warm and soft as it moves down into the throat. Base of the back of the neck. Base of the brain. Removing all tightness in the jaw. Healing the teeth and gums, golden essence of the highest purification. And it's releasing the hidden cells and shadow cells and any blocks of any thought forms in your inner mind. Just let this highest golden essence lift it off. This golden essence that I am working with moves down from the throat chakra into the golden sacred bundle, which is at the thymus, your upper heart. Where the higher knowledge is. And it's activating that thymus, that upper heart chakra. Therefore, there's light energies moving right across your entire shoulder blades. In front and back of the collarbone, and there is now also energies projecting down through the spinal column. Breathe it in to your heart. so that you can receive the essence of these intelligent golden light frequencies. This Kundalini energy is activating, purifying all cellular bodies, memories in the systems of the blood, muscles, tissues, organs, heart, lungs. Iramani Achui, not to all of the chakras, the sacral and solar plexus down to the root chakra, so that all seven chakras are receiving this golden movement of your breathing in the golden Kundalini intelligent sphere in every chakra throughout your spinal column. There is a golden sphere. Spinning light, purifying even all the bones that were broken and cracked in those hidden timelines. The bones of the pelvic area, knees, ankles, and foot chakras. These are the subtle energies of the Kundalini activation that is purifying you, releasing blocks and clearing, purifying these seven chakras of the body. It's a white light cord and a golden light essence that is transmitting energies into your entire spinal column. That is connecting your soul to your higher soul, your mind to your higher mind, your chakras to your higher chakras, and into Gaia's heartbeat. There's one harmonic waveform moving up and down your body. And every breath you take, there is a new wave of a higher vibration of the light essence. Breathe it in to your body. Breathe it in to your inner mind. Just feel the power of these infinite light beings, your own guides, gatekeepers, and spirit masters that work with you, adjusting you and clearing your aura fields to allow this Kundalini frequency move up through your foot chakras, up through your spinal column, from Gaia's heartbeat, as the higher realms have poured down through the crown chakra and cleansed and purified your chakras to begin spinning in a Merkaba rotation. So that you can breathe up through the foot chakras, these higher, the new light crystal consciousness of Gaia, any area or any point on your body that feels restricted. Allow the ebb and flow frequency of the golden white light to rejuvenate and recreate a higher vibration with these subtle energies inside of you. I just want you to place your palm chakras around you to touch the etheric fields around your body so that you can feel the essence of this light infinite energies around you that you've created. It is soft, it is peaceful. It is your divine essence. And a perfect hologram around you of light, love, and harmony. What they are, it should know. Go by the heart, and it should know we are connecting, we are aligning, we are rejuvenating heightened reality, consciousness in every cell of our being. And as we are breathing in these renewed vibrations of light, we are calibrating into all the Gaia and her kingdoms and elements are transmitting into our aura fields of quantum reality grid systems that is building into a oneness format to communicate to all other kingdoms and elements and to all other dimensions out of their grid systems. We are receiving a spiritual transformation now as there are infinity symbols of light that are being placed in all palm chakras and foot chakras to balance you. I'm asking for a word of knowledge. As all who are listening now, all who are rejuvenating now, are ready to receive the word of knowledge to gain an aspect of the reality consciousness that is about to be revealed on this planet. There is a rebirthing, there is an awakening of a new consciousness. Your dormant selves and dormant cells within the human form are awakening to a crystalline essence from the cosmos. And this planet is being fueled of her grid lines, ley lines, and meridians of the ancient vibrations that is now rebirthing and cracking open as new living energies that is waiting to expand and elevate your hearts and minds to the fifth dimension and beyond. This is the cosmic rebirthing that is silently arriving more than we know. And that originating Adam Cadman vibration, its formula in essence of strands of light, is moving into the intelligent consciousness fields that you are building unknowingly as etheric grid systems in your aura fields, in your atomic essence. Of your cellular bodies is recreating and rebirthing heightened vibrations into your minds so that your souls are connecting into your higher souls in other dimensions and awakening more of you on this planet. Wait, you. This is the Adam Kadmon formula, but it is embodying in an advanced level of a soul light being, of a higher intelligence, of reality consciousness. Your soul has many lifetimes of intelligences and strands of infinite light. Is now atomically arriving into many of the light workers, shamans, sages, seers, teachers, and all you light workers, and those who are awakening are all elevating beyond the matrix grid of this planet into other worlds and other realms and other dimensions. These are the higher restructuring grid systems of what the originating Adam Kadmon arrived from and permeated our human consciousness. And today, we are receiving infinite intelligences that is awakening our hearts and minds and elevating our brainwave patterns to those of the ancient civilizations that first oscillated with the Adam Kadmon crystallite soul beings. The infinite atomic patterning is taking place well beyond that of those originating Adam Kadmon species. Yet it is happening. We are evolving more rapidly as a human form into advanced heightened intelligences as we are connecting into our infinite soul timelines. And that is what is being projected tonight into the higher golden crowns with this Kundalini activation. You all have the abilities to shift and move into the higher stranded essences floating in your etheric fields. But since your etheric fields are now aligning into your aura matrix fields, your intelligence of your higher minds is superseding that of what was once the Adam Kadmon crystal light mind. To now to a level 2 consciousness in this timeline of an infinite light mind. It takes time, it takes soul evolutions, but all is moving in higher strands and streams than one could ever fathom to know of. It's accepting, it's knowing, and it's understanding. Throughout these next 5 years, most consciousness fields will be dramatically spinning into different oscillations, moving up and down to transcending frequencies of a oneness vibration of your own one harmonic coded chord to your own infinite all presence. Breathing in the ebb and flow frequency of the Kundalini essence brings you into this harmonics of accepting and adapting this oneness vibration that connects you to this harmonic golden cord of light. As you connect to this higher cord of intelligence, you hear the tone. You adapt to the frequency and vibration. As you are breathing in that vibration into your heart, into the brain, into the higher mind, the cellular body begins emanating an illuminous body essence inside you. As you begin communicating telepathically into the higher dimensions rapidly, who see this illuminous body essence inside you, you begin to develop the higher conscious mind, a super telepathic mind. It's happening. It's very subtle, just as it is as subtle as you receiving the ebb and flow frequency of the heightened information that you cannot see, that is building elaborate holograms and elaborate vibrations around you. It is through your breathing in of this essence that you are awakening your higher soul and your higher mind. Do not just bathe your aura fields in the higher solar chakras. No, you are accepting, you are adapting into the ebb and flow in this Kundalini movement that is gathering the information, that is imprinting it and permeating it inside every cell of your being. And you are transmitting it as you breathe out into your aura field, onto Gaia's kingdoms and elements. And then you're breathing in their higher consciousness and back into your new chakras. The gentleness of all that is flowing within you and around you is elevating you in this higher Kundalini activation. The ebb and flow vibration shifts you, heals you, and clears you of all blocks, of all interruptions. Because to flow into the higher essence of your infinite higher soul, there can be no block. Your third dimensional thought forms are no longer there. They shift and move out above the crown. And the vibration of your mind and the brainwave patterns move into the infinite vibrations of harmonic bliss. When you begin awakening to the essence of your own presence moving through your body. And you're actually feeling this essence of who you are. It's peacefulness within you. And your soul body, your soul being, is moving in and out, to this new vibration and new pattern. So they asked me to bring that understanding and direction. There is a higher being coming in now also to bring in another word of knowledge. I am your child. of infinite light. It is for them to know that you cannot claim your sovereign presence if you are unknowing of who you are. Your soul essence will project its higher mind's essence into the essence of who you are, of your own I am that I am. You just understand that you cannot know that sovereign presence if you don't know and have not connected to your I am that I am. Therefore, it's breathing in these higher frequencies of all knowing your I am that you can sovereignly claim who you are. I am that I am in this presence now, in my human form, in my human mind, of my human soul, that I align and project light of this I am essence of who I am. Sovereignly, I say, I am that I am. Breathe it in. All that you are is of light. Chiro kokora baniya tuchu uchu. They're showing me spheres or circles. I've been getting a lot of these spheres. They have been waking me up in the early morning hours, saying we are gathering within cycles, within cycles, within spheres of higher essence. And so I asked them, what is it that you are showing me always these spheres within spheres or wheels within wheels or cycles within cycles? And telling me that it's a higher essence. And I just ask now for the same explanation. For those of you who have been receiving these visions also, why do you bring us these spherical vibrations of light that I see many times in the middle of the night? And I'm asking for the word of knowledge for others to know also. It is, child, that all spheres of light carry an essence of intelligence from all your timelines. And the expansion of the essence of your consciousness has been calling in these spheres of light and building holograms of your timelines. And these holograms or spheres within spheres that we are showing you, that you have been expanding on, do project images of light inside you, in your heartbeat, in your inner soul, for you to elevate. It is awakening your soul essence when you see these essences as spheres of your timelines moving around you. You have heard Time is of the essence. Where is your essence within this timeline? Well, child, it is in the spheres within spheres that are gathering in cycles within cycles in your hologram. That is your own essence. Therefore, your time now is of the essence. For you have correlated these communicative wheels of light into your consciousness. And that essence of your communications is the essence of your own divine presence, your own I am. So when you arrive to align into your own I am presence, projects your spheres of light that you have been seeing around you. All the images, all the formulas, all the vibrations that you have been receiving and writing and teaching is your higher vibrational soul. The crystal seed within you has been awakened. The essence of all the information is pouring through every atomic vibration in every cell of your being. Every cell has a light in it, and these light spheres are projecting light into you, into your cellular being. You are building and becoming more than you know of your own light essence. And that is why these spheres within spheres of light are moving around you. It is who you are. We are grateful that you've asked this question. This golden essence of your own higher states of light consciousness is the holiest of holies light that is sparking into your minds, into your higher minds of your higher souls on this planet. And even the originating grid lines, ley lines, and meridians are being elevated by these infinite holiest of holies lights that is arriving throughout this entire year. This is a year of the alignment of the higher soul's essences, aligning and igniting in sparks of divinity, in sparks of infinities of light frequencies. And did you know the infinite spark of divine royalty is your soul being moving into a higher soul, to an infinite soul of light? And it will continue. These are sparks of light in spheres that many have been seeing. And even this ebb and flow waveform that we are gathering in tonight is knitting and weaving you into the next level of your higher essence. This vibration that's been coming in, clearing, healing, and elevating all of your shadow cells, hidden cells, that have been blocking your cellular timelines of mastery. These new vibrations that are coming in are awakening the higher timelines of higher vibrations so that we can move beyond the fifth, seventh, and eighth vibration of our soul into the higher vibrations, beyond that, It is time, child. It is time for many to recognize that the webs of the meridians of grid systems that is now building within their matrix bodies around them is now moving inside their bodies. In these next 5 years, you'll be seeing more and more of your own higher selves, no longer oscillating in your shadow selves. And some of you will be working with the monitors and spirit guides and master teachers of many, many grid lines beyond this dimension. Actually moving into formulas of higher beings' consciousness. These are the messages that they have been giving me, that there's an unraveling, not just an elevating, that there's an empowering, not just a disempowering or disillusion that's taking place. And the particles of light consciousness that you're breathing in is opening up your higher minds and bringing your inner minds into this state of all-knowing, all-being, that there is a new vibration of a golden essence that you're breathing in of this golden kundalini energy. The ebb and flow is the transforming. It is the golden vibration that you felt that you moved into. It is the energy that's going to open up the original seals that have been in dormancy and blocking your cellular molecular structures from being the crystalline light essence of a higher light being. It's inside of us. It's ready to be ignited. And we are ready to move into these elevated states throughout the balance of this year. I'm just asking now if there is a higher essence of another vibration that they would have me bring into this now moment. We are asking now that you all breathe in the essence of your higher soul and its higher mind into your inner mind and inner child. And in the stillness, just acknowledge that beautiful essence that's flowing through your mind, through your heart, through your being. And stay in this vibration right now. It's moving around you. It's moving in you. It's oceans of waveforms of liquid light that you can't see, but it is housing an infinite vibration of seals, of sealing codes of who you are, around you, within you, in oneness. Just as every droplet of water creates the ocean, every droplet of this waveform is your divine essence, around you, within you, above you, below you. Become it. integrate it. Now feel it within your heart. Feel the vibration in your mind, in your brain, of a higher vibration of peace. And just know that you know that it is a vibration that is housing who you are, what you are, in every now moment. We just give great gratitude to these infinite masters and to all the gatekeepers and monitors who are bringing in the essence of these higher supermoons, these higher cosmic and universal waveforms of light intelligences that is adjusting our aura fields, elevating our inner hearts and minds, and to transform into the oneness of reality. Just wiggle your toes a little bit, move your hands a little bit, and just know that the infinite masters of light intelligence from the multi-dimensions have connected you, have guided you, and have healed you into a higher state of infinite oneness. Thank you for joining me, and the replay will be sent to you through the Blog Talk Radio. For more teachings on these infinite realities with these infinite masters, I will be teaching the Chelas of Oneness course, which is starting in September, and it's going to run through until December with building the light body. It will be a rejuvenating course, so watch for that on my website. I have a wonderful evening with this full moon energy that's coming in tomorrow night. And for some of you in the other hemispheres, probably already experiencing that. That I am in the oneness vibration with these higher transmissions of light. We'll continue bathing you for the next hour. Follow my YouTube and Facebook and have a wonderful evening. And that is all. That is all. And that is all.